This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying what honoring each other in the family might look like. I still remember receiving some letters from our daughter Debbie, a senior at college, about her sister Tammy, a freshman. She wrote us, "I was so excited last night when I found out that Tammy made cheerleading. I saw her tryouts the night before and knew she'd make it. She really is very good." Tammy became an alternate on the squad, and after her first opportunity to cheer at a game, Debbie wrote again, "Tammy did an excellent job. I still think she should have been chosen as one of the regular cheerleaders. She looked terrific." With that kind of affirmation, you don't have to be first string in order to feel good about yourself. More recently, our sons Greg and Jeff came to our home to help me remodel our basement. My wife commented on how well the boys and I were getting along as we worked. Greg, our oldest by 7 years, responded, "I've learned that everything is going to go well if Jeff's in charge and I follow his lead." As the father, I primarily assisted them. Honoring each other encourages the one being honored and motivates the one doing the honoring to do his best in supporting him so that their mutual efforts succeed. When the remodeling project was completed, we all rejoiced and celebrated the accomplishment. Honoring each other in the family cultivates humility as well as a healthy self-worth in each member of the family. I encourage you to find ways to honor each member of your family in a tangible way. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.